I think what it comes down to, man, is we've always wanted to do something that we could be really proud of. And I mean, like, we enjoy, we love our life, and I don't think we have this huge ambition to be like super, you know, famous or anything. But if it comes, yeah, that's cool, you know what I mean? But at the same time,
right,
I think it's more of like, man, we just, I'd rather, if we're going to do something, let's do it 100%.
Welcome to Drop the Disc. Thank you so much for tuning in today to this extension for this continuation of our Augusta Rocks miniseries. Today we have the Harlem Suns made up of Aaron Hintz, Alex Hintz, Daniel Gibson, Jason Tyler, and Drew Widman. Our main guests on the show were Aaron and Alex, but we kind of rotated through all of them, and they talked to us about their unique sound.
That's a wide realm, but I guess it'd be like, what, country rock alternative type, something like that, you know, maybe a little bit of dad rock in there.
Aaron also tells us about the unexpected circumstances that led to them recording their first song as a band.
That we like happy accidents. So I guess that's one of them happy accidents. Yeah.
And how all of this comes from a deep musical culture in the Hintz household that started in their childhood with their dad.
Just kind of snowballed. And man, I know their pops is like looking down proud right now. And it's really cool.
Thank you guys so much for taking the time and tuning into this episode of the Drop the Disc podcast. This is our Augusta Rocks miniseries where we feature local musicians. And of course, we also have our Augusta Rocks concert series, our next show coming this month, June 18th. Tickets are limited, so go to AugustaRocks.com for information on that. But these guys, the Harlem Suns, they are fantastic. They have music on Apple and Spotify, so make sure you check that out. And when you're typing it in, it's Harlem Suns, S-O-N-S, the Sons of Harlem. And this episode, like every episode, is presented by Nancy Powell of Powell & Associates. I've been talking about how the summer is a really, really big time for real estate and how you want to have somebody that you know and trust working with you if you are going to go into that world. And of course, we know that that's Nancy Powell. But even more than that, Nancy is extremely trusted and extremely supportive of the Augusta community. She is all of the things that anybody would be looking for from anybody you would want to do business with, from a major supporter of the Chambers of Commerce, a speaker and mentor with the Young Professionals and for Women in Business. She, of course, sponsors this show and donates a lot to charity. She is a fantastic representation of our community. And if you are wanting to get into real estate, whatever the way, buying, selling, investing, downsizing, upsizing, Nancy Powell needs to be your first call, 706-717-1281.
Hey guys, I'm Chris.
Hey guys, I'm David.
And we're Drop the Disc podcast, and we're here for our Augusta Rocks mini series.
Very excited.
Very excited. We have some boys that are outside a little bit of the city of Augusta, and today we are here with the Harlem Suns specifically.
What's up, man? My name is Aaron Hintz.
I'm Alex.
Daniel Gibson.
Jason Tyler.
And Drew Widman.
Yeah, we got a lot of boys in here.
We got, yeah, it's a packed house.
Yeah, are y'all all sons?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess y'all are all sons.
Of somebody.
Are y'all related? Are y'all related?
Yeah, we're brothers.
Oh,
so Aaron and Alex, y'all are brothers.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing most of y'all at least are from Harlem.
Yeah, everybody besides old Jason back there.
Poor guy.
But Jason has got a lot of Harlem in him, man. He's been around for a while.
So the Harlem Suns, before we break it down and talk about y'all and your backstory a little bit, the Harlem Suns, what kind of music do y'all play? How can people find you? That kind of stuff.
Man, I...
Little plug.
The kind of music, the genre is, that's a little bit, that's a wide realm. But I guess it'd be like, what, country rock alternative type, something like that?
I'd say that's pretty accurate. Know?
So maybe a little bit of dad rock in there.
Oh, dad rock.
You know,
we got to talk about that. I don't know what that means.
But no bro country.
No. I mean, nothing against it. You like what you like, but nah, not in our side.
And y'all have recorded music, so y'all have music on Spotify and Apple.
Yeah.
Do y'all play shows in the area?
Yeah, we play at like Wild Wings and okay. You know, stuff of that nature, you know.
And so if people want to find you guys, connect with you, how do they do that?
Best way would probably be Facebook, Instagram, the old TikTok, whatever
the
you
old
want
TikTok.
To find us.
Y'all are on TikTok?
Y'all are on TikTok. We're not on TikTok.
We haven't figured that out.
No, we haven't.
Aaron set up the old TikTok, man. It's real. Follow us.
So we just go in and type in Harlem Sons, and that's S-O-N-S?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Try to stay ahead of the curve a little bit, you know?
Well, you're doing better than us.
Yeah. We just gave up on TikTok. Maybe someday we'll figure it out or hire an intern.
It's really tough, man, but we've had a lot of help from our boy John, man. He's given us a lot of content here lately to be able to post. So
okay.
It always helps when you have somebody to kind of help push that.
That's right.
Shout out John Holloway. Y'all look that man up on Instagram.
Awesome videography. Awesome photography, man. He's killer.
He did y'all's documentary.
Oh yeah, man,
that's good. Yeah. I love that. Y'all check him out on YouTube. Just search the Harlem Sons, and the first two videos are part one and part two of the documentary.
Oh, that's yeah. We were just getting into that a little bit before we had y'all here.
David searched it on YouTube and it was like, "That's not them." I was like, "That's them."
Yeah, it looks really.
That's
like,
them.
It's really like, why have we not had these guys on yet? This is some nice stuff.
Yo, part three's out now.
Really?
Part three is out now.
We did not see part three.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so we got off track, but we're going to get focused real quick. Before we talk about the band, we want to get a little bit of we kind of want to introduce you guys to the community. So Aaron and Alex, y'all are on the mic right now. We got other people in the house, so if they talk, we're going to hear them. But we're mostly talking to the two of y'all. Y'all grew up in Harlem, Georgia, which is not 20 minutes away from where we are downtown Augusta. Yep. Talk to us about that. Talk to us about, you know, how'd you get into music?
Well, music's been in our lives, mine and my brother's, for a very, you know, for a long, since we were kids. I mean, our dad played. And so from a young age, I can just remember going outside and them jamming on the porch and hanging out in the shop and playing music, playing shows. And it's funny, man, a lot of the guys still play around Augusta today, you know. It's kind of crazy story. It's kind of how I met my wife. I was going to take my mom to Wild Wings one night to see one, you know, my dad's old band. A couple of years ago, my dad passed
away.
What's
it called?
The band was called Once Never, his old band. They were like a, I don't know, it was like early 90s.
Yeah, they done like a lot of Alice in Chains and,
oh,
you know,
man,
like some cool,
oh, okay. That's a must-see show.
Oh, yeah. Man, they were awesome. I mean, we went to go see a guy named Jeff Davidson, and he still plays around here. He plays with Sabo now.
Yeah,
with the Whiskey Run.
Yeah, he's out there playing with Whiskey Run.
He does Whiskey Run.
Yeah, yeah, okay. He plays with those guys. Just great guys, man, and we were going up there, and it was funny, you know. I was going to take my mom, well, my mom didn't want to go. She was like, I'm not going up there tonight, you know. So I was like, well, I'm still going to go anyway. I'll go see him.
Was that the tribute show, the Once Never tribute show that they done for Pops?
No, that was later on. That
okay,
was later
that's
on.
Right.
But they were playing at Wild Wings, and my wife, you know, we get done playing with – he actually called me up there to play a song with him. I can't remember what song it was anyways. I'll come off stage and – this girl just, she's like, she comes up to me, and at the time I'm like, I wasn't even stunning it. I was
how
like,
old are you at the time?
At the time it was 4 years ago, so I was 28.
Okay.
And she's just standing there, and she's like, hey. I'm like, yeah, what's up? Still trying to talk to, you know, Jeff. And she never let up, man. She never let up. So
she was stunning.
Yeah, she was. Man, she was. It was funny. But yeah, man, Wild Wings, that was a good time.
So
yeah.
Y'all have always been involved with music pretty much your whole
always.
Lives.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when did y'all play, like, obviously your dad was a musician. Did y'all play, like, music around the house? Like, how old do you, or how young, I should say, do you remember playing music?
Dude, I remember having a little, you know, kid-sized guitar and dad teaching me E and A, just the regular blues chords. And then he wouldn't teach me nothing else. He was like, that's it. He was like, until you show a little bit more initiative. He said, I ain't showing you nothing else. And then that was it. It just went from there. And I know he's been playing for a long time. So.
And who's the older brother?
I am.
So, okay. So Alex, you're older. How much older are you?
5 years.
Yeah. Five years older. Okay. So right now you're 32 and then Aaron, you're 27.
Yeah.
Okay. So you probably started playing music, what, like 25 years ago?
Like that, yeah. I mean, if you want to talk about like maybe strumming a string 25, yeah, but as far as like playing, okay. I probably didn't get into where I was really like, you know, learning songs and stuff till I was what, 12, 13.
Okay.
He was singing Kiss at 4 years old though, no doubt.
There's got to be a video for that
somewhere.
My mom will show you one, I'm sure.
Alex used to hate it. He used to be like, man, shut up.
And so did y'all go, I assume y'all went, was Harlem High School open when y'all went to school?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So y'all went to Harlem High School, and by that point, were you in a band at that time? What were you thinking you wanted to do?
Not really. When I was in high school, we played guitar here and there. I would play with Dad. We all would. We would just sit in there and kind of play music here and there, but we never really took it seriously until probably college is when I started taking music seriously, started playing for people and stuff.
Where'd you go to college?
I went to Andrew College.
Okay. Where is that at?
It's in South Georgia. It's just a little small school, JUCO,
outside
of Cuthbert, Georgia.
What did you study?
I studied business there.
Okay.
I studied business.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you want to do with that?
I always thought that I was going to build, like, just do construction work and kind of build houses. My dad was in HVAC, so we grew up around it, you know.
So you wanted to learn the fundamentals and kind of be able to start a business?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. And so at that same time, we've got Aaron a few years behind. You went to Harlem High School as well, I assume.
Yeah.
Did you go to college? What did you want to do?
Nah, man, I actually, as soon as I got out of high school, I went and started working at Georgia Ironworks in Grovetown and become a machinist. And, been there ever since, really.
Just got off work this morning.
Yeah, I actually just got off work at 7 this morning. So
you're exhausted.
What are your hours?
7 to 7.
Oh, it's almost your bedtime.
You know, that's what we call, that's what Steel Toes is. It's the blue collar anthem, man. It's the it's the GIW anthem. That's what they call it at Georgia Ironworks.
Okay.
I love it.
And so at what point, I guess, did y'all start, let's say, just playing music in public? Like, a lot of people that we've had, that we've talked to.
Well,
yeah?
Let's back it up.
Oh.
I mean, did y'all ever jam together as brothers? Like, y'all are kind of apart. I mean, were y'all jamming whenever you had free time? I mean.
Dude. We used to sit outside in the shop. That's where Dad's practice room was. And I remember being younger and, like, our buddy Justin Youngblood and you know, Alex would be out there and they would be playing. And I'd go out there and, you know, try to jam when I could. And, you know, I wasn't ever up to par yet. But, you know, it was fun because that's what I remember, because we used to play, like, a lot of old school rock and stuff. Like, even a little bit of, like, Puddle of Mud and, you know, stuff like that, too, you know.
That's a lot of the influences, too, that you can kind of tell.
Yeah, for sure.
Sorry, now you can ask your question.
Well, okay, so yeah, so you guys were having fun, y'all were playing with the family, and so it's kind of two-part, right? So when did y'all start playing, and maybe it wasn't together at first, right? Maybe it kind of took some time, but when did y'all start playing shows?
It was probably 2000 and...
You talking about as like the Harlem Suns, or
nope,
just
as human beings?
Oh.
However that was, yeah. Huh.
Daniel started way back in high school.
Yeah, we still haven't even introduced the guys in the back of the room and when they came into the story.
Yeah.
So now might be when that happens. I don't know.
Daniel had a high school band.
All right.
Okay.
Daniel, get up here.
Come on, man.
He got tagged.
Hey, I was hooked. I used to love watching Daniel and his band play in middle school. They used to play at, like, all the, like, the, you know, little
pep
events
rallies
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And, dude, like, I'd be like, man, that's awesome, dude. I was, like, their biggest fan. And he would never let me play with him, man. He was such a bully.
He's such a bully.
It was just a bunch of bad youngins.
All right, you got to get in there.
Yep.
I heard you about the bad youngins, though.
Yeah, that was us.
So what did you were playing, you started playing in a band in middle school? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, in middle school.
And so, like, what were you do? Like, were you doing? Were you singing? Were you playing guitar? What were you doing?
Did you have the
were
long
you doing everything?
Did you have the long hair then?
I've always had long hair.
I believe
that.
Always. Don't even doubt that.
Yeah, yeah, I was front man on that project, playing guitar and singing and stuff. But
how long was the middle school band? I mean,
we did that for about 5 years up until I graduated and went to work.
So were y'all playing gigs around like Augusta? Was it more centralized for Harlem?
No, we played in Augusta a good little bit. Like we used to do the First Friday thing downtown.
Oh man, First Solid. Friday.
Yeah, we played a good bit back then.
So y'all may not know this, but First Friday is actually the inspiration behind this series. We post it on the first Sunday of every month as a tribute to First Friday and like promoting local music. So First Friday, used to love doing that, respect that. At what point then, so Daniel's been playing his whole life. He's been a musician his whole life. Y'all have been kind of playing around a little bit. I still don't see when it gets serious. Has it gotten serious? I mean, y'all have music on Spotify, man.
Did it get serious when you had a videographer?
Oh, true.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's when it got real.
Yeah, that's, I mean, content is everything, dude. And when you have somebody like John backing you and doing something that he's passionate about, it makes it easier to show to other people, you know what I mean?
And y'all are talking about kind of like a documentary series that was filmed about the band, right?
Right.
So when did that happen?
That was filmed in January when we went to Nashville and recorded at Pentatarva Studio.
That's very recent.
Yeah.
How long had y'all been together as a full, complete band before that moment?
These guys, all right, so we were, that EP that's on Spotify, we were, we've actually rotated around in the band when lost a guy, and, you know, stuff like that. So Alex was playing acoustic when we recorded the EP, and he moved to drums.
Really?
And then I was playing bass on that EP, and then I moved to acoustic. And then we got Jason to come in.
Okay.
And Jason
came
in.
So, Jason, are you the newest member of the band?
Man, it's really crazy how I came to be with this band, man.
All right.
We got to get that story.
He says it's really crazy. Yeah, microphone up for Jason.
All right, cool.
You're perfect. You're perfect.
Yeah, so I was buddies with their dad, Cliff, and as they were telling you, Cliff had been on the music scene for a long time around this area. Just awesome dude, one of the best musicians around, if not the best, in my opinion. But I went to work, Cliff did HVAC.
Okay.
And I got into HVAC, and Clifford was my mentor. I was his helper. I rode around in the van with him, and I was his do boy. And at the time, man, he didn't even know that I had a background in music. You know, I grew up playing in garage bands in the 90s. I'm a little older than the rest of the guys, but
couldn't tell.
You know, life kind of hit me, and I've went periods where I didn't even pick up an instrument, man, for God, 5 or 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and so anyway, me and Clifford were really good buddies, and I'd switched jobs and kind of lost touch with their dad, and their father passed away, when was it, 2016? And, they didn't even know I existed at the time. So I'd seen them, playing online, and I messaged, I think it was Alex, and I said, hey, man, I was real good buddies with your pops. And I said, I would like to come out and check y'all out sometime. So I went out, checked them out, and I think Alex seen me kind of picking around on Facebook on guitar and invited me out to the barn. And went out there playing like some really crappy rhythm guitar, man. And
is that the initiation process? You go to the barn and you just pick around?
Pretty much, man. But it really started coming together when, Alex went to drums, Aaron went to acoustic, I went to bass. So we made that switch. And I want to say that was, 2019, guys, when we did that?
Okay.
And from there, man, it's just kind of snowballed, and man, I know their pops is like looking down proud right now.
That's awesome.
Really cool. So that's how I came to be with the band.
Okay. Well, I like what we're doing right now. I think we got to get Drew up here and tell the rest of the story.
What's going on?
What's up, man?
What's up, man? So you're from Harlem as well?
Not really.
Okay.
I ended up in Harlem.
Well, where are you from?
I'm from Appling, so it's right around the corner, obviously, but
gotcha.
Might as well be Harlem. They're about the same.
Close enough.
Close enough. My story I guess when I came into the band was I really didn't that barn we're talking about, it's owned by this one guy, Mr. Jimmy. He's like a dad to all of us.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
And I used to jam at that barn with a bunch of buddies. You know, we put it together and we jam in there. And one day, Jimmy knew Alex. I didn't know Alex. I didn't know Aaron. I didn't know any of these guys. And he said, why don't you come over to the barn and jam with Alex, you know? So we did it and we jammed and he ended up coming over to my house. We practiced a few songs, and then he's like, you want to play a show? And I've literally been with them ever since.
That's
ever
awesome.
Since that happened, I've been there.
So did you want to, like, were you going there to, like, see if you could join a band? Like, what was the
Really. We were just going there to have fun for a night, you know?
I think it's pretty funny that y'all have a kind of a different origin story than a lot of bands, where a lot of bands will come up and say, we knew we wanted to be a band, and we found each other over time, and we kind of... You guys are like, we all really liked each other, and we all really like to play music, and we're all really good at it, so why not just do more of that? Like, that's what it seems like.
It's crazy. I mean, considering all of us have crazy... Well, I guess I would say... completely different genres with a touch of each other's in there, I guess. You know, everybody
that's
has their own.
That's important, though. That's important.
You know, but it's kind of cool how it all comes together when everybody puts their taste in there, you know. So
what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I work for Columbia County, soil and erosion inspector.
Very cool.
The guy that everybody hates. That's me.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah.
Those are usually good jobs. It pays well to get hated.
I like my weekends off, so.
Amen.
And are you the singer?
No.
What are you doing?
I play electric guitar.
Electric guitar.
I do some background singing on some stuff, but
okay.
Aaron handles all that.
You mentioned that y'all have different music styles.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe because you're the outcast. I don't know.
No.
What's your music style?
I don't even know if it'd be... If anybody was an outcast, I'd say it's Jason.
yeah, he's got the sunglasses
it. We all have a lot of the same influences, and
yeah.
We like a lot of the same bands and a lot of the same styles, but, you know, we're all a little bit different in age, so there's different periods of time where, you know, you always had that one band you followed in high school or whatever.
Right, yeah.
Everybody's is a little bit different, so you can kind of get a little bit of that taste from everybody, you know, based off what, you know, they like to listen to. So, of course, when I was learning guitar and stuff, I was looking after the guys that I wanted to be the guys that I listened to. So everybody's a little bit different when it comes to that. But it's cool how it all comes together because it took a while for that to start to blend.
Right. Yeah, it sounds like it.
You know,
we got a lot of generations in here.
A lot of barns.
Yeah, a lot of barn practices.
A lot of practice, yeah.
I mean, trying stuff and throwing it away and then trying something else.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
But it eventually starts to click if you do it long enough, I think.
And y'all mentioned a first EP. When was that?
I guess we released it in 2019.
Okay.
But that, you know, like I said, it wasn't like we had a different drummer on that track.
Right.
It was really just me, Drew, and Alex.
Okay.
But prior to me,
so
Drew,
that was
and
before
Alex,
Daniel and Jason then?
Yeah, but
okay.
Daniel played with us prior to Drew.
It's a weird story, man.
So Daniel had to leave for work.
Okay.
And
okay.
When he come back, he just kind of picked up where he left off, you know what
okay.
I mean? So.
And then when I started... It was just me and Alex and another drummer, you know, so it's crazy.
So
never give up.
Never give up.
So is this like a 2020 iteration, like slightly new that y'all have kind of finally been able to put together?
Well,
I think like, man, as far as I guess we've all been playing with each other for
right.
so long.
Just like
even
independently
that,
almost.
Yeah.
Okay.
That it's kind of like, man, it just... We knew where we all wanted to go,
yeah.
You know, so it didn't, I think it was just pre that, like I knew Daniel in middle school, we were jamming in middle school, you know, so
right.
like Daniel knew kind of like my influences and stuff. So it wasn't hard to click whenever we got to, hey man, usually when I go write a song, I go write with Daniel. Like if I'm like
okay.
stuck, I'll try to go write with Daniel or Drew, or, you know, or something, or Alex, even Jason a little bit, but you know,
well, it's like a, you know, we all played in all these different little bands and then it's like everybody that wasn't serious about it, like, fizzled out.
Yeah.
And then the real people stayed around, and we got together.
And
like
y'all's production, I mean, y'all are definitely serious about it. Like, the production value of what you do, the videos that I think we might be about to talk about the docuseries a little bit more. All of that is so professional.
Oh yeah.
I think what it comes down to, man, is we've always wanted to do something that we could be really proud of. And I mean, like, we enjoy, we love our life, and I don't think we had this huge ambition to being like super, you know, famous or anything. But if it comes, yeah, that's cool, you know what I mean? But at the same time,
right,
I think it's more of like, man, we just, I'd rather, if we're gonna do something, let's do it 100%, you know?
I mean, it's cool. Like, the first album that came out, if you were to ask anybody in the band, we're not happy with it. Yep. So we're always striving.
That's the
we're
secret.
Always
okay.
striving to do
okay.
better. You know, like this next one, we're happy with it now, but in 5 years, will we be happy with it? Let's see what we can do next. So you always can turn that page. There's always an opportunity to turn a page.
I'll tell you this, man. I'm super stoked about this next album.
This new one is awesome.
Yeah?
I'm super stoked about it.
It is awesome.
Do we have a little teaser of the name of the album?
It's self-titled, if that says anything for you.
Okay.
You know, I guess what it means when a band kind of self-titles an album is kind of like, hey, you know, this is us. This is it.
Yeah.
And I wasn't taken away from our new album. It's just like our writing style. Maybe, you know.
Oh, for sure.
We grew as writers.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. So I kind of took offense to it and was like, hey, man, we're going to draw, but we're writing.
Yeah, Aaron just, someone lit a fire under him. I don't know who it was, but all of a sudden it just started clicking. You know, our first album was just like all over the place, and then it's like we kicked it in gear.
So I'm curious. Y'all have already talked about rotating through different instruments. Y'all have talent doing all of the things. Who's the writer? Who does the writing? Are all of y'all writing, or
there are some songs that we all, you know, have a take on?
Yeah,
for sure. So
it's crazy how it pieces together. Like, I might write a verse, but that's all I get stuck. I just send it to him and see what he can do with it.
Now, lyrically, like, I'll write something lyrically a lot of the times, but when it comes down to like music, we're all sitting there just hashing it out, like, you know, just trying to plug and play whichever works and whatever's cool. And if it's cool, we're like, hey, man, keep that. Don't stop doing that, you know. Record it on your iPhone real fast, you know.
It's like a classic rock band situation.
Yeah.
Right.
And there's definitely songs that, you know, we try.
Yeah.
And we're in that barn. We get frustrated and we forget about it for a while. And they're like, let's try it again.
Yeah.
You know, different mindset. Everybody works all day. They come in there. So.
Yeah.
So I've seen pictures of the barn. But the listeners need to know, y'all been mentioning the barn a lot.
Mr. Jimmy.
Tell us a little bit about the barn and what magic happens there.
So Mr. Jimmy is like, he's like our band manager, man. He's like the guy that you go to. He's got all the wisdom, man. He's been a blessing to us, man. The biggest blessing to us. And he really almost takes offense to us not coming to the barn and practicing. You know, like, he's like, yo, y'all, you need to get out of here and play, you know. We got this music equipment out here and we need to jam, you know. And
so do y'all record stuff?
Just on iPhones and stuff out there.
Okay.
If we record, we'll go to like Pentatar. We'll go with Jay Took, our producer, and go out there to Pentatar. But
I mean, if you knew what the barn was, though, like, it started as literally some tractors and a bunch of junk under some tin and some poles.
Like a barn.
Yeah.
And y'all cleaned it up?
Yeah. It's made out of all rough cut lumber from a sawmill, so none of it's treated.
It's got a little stain. Yeah. There's like squirrels and stuff in there.
Just got to replace it every couple of years.
There's definitely leaks.
They try and true boards right there.
We have to cover everything with plastic. You know,
there you go. That's the solution.
But it works, though. It keeps us out of living rooms and our wives happy.
There you go.
We've had many, many people in here that don't have the same story.
That's true. I think Andrew Fowler records his drum stuff in like his closet. Yeah. He practices in a closet. Shout out Andrew Fowler. We do love you, though. And we'll be right back with more of the Harlem Sons right after a quick beer message.
It is hot outside. Holy moly. It is so hot. But you know what? What's better? Going to a nice, cool marble floor in a taproom brewery that is locally brewing beer for us to have in Augusta, Georgia. Savannah River Brewing Company, if you want a nice cold beer, go check them out. They've got so many new releases. They've got Dungeons and Flagons back out, double IPA. They've got a couple small batches. And if you want that early small batch release before anybody else can try it, join the Stein Club. I know spots are limited. It's only $50. and then you are in. You get that giant mug. So check them out, Savannah River Brewing Company.
So with y'all, we're kind of talking about the band now, and that's really cool because obviously that's like the reason that we're here. Y'all mentioned you play at Wild Wing. What are some places you played? Have you ever been able to tour yet? If not, what would you like to do?
Dude, we play at Sunset Auction House in Thompson, and if I tell you one thing, that is the best bar I've ever been to. I love really? That place.
Please, forgive me. I've never been.
Dude, Danny owns Sunset, and it's immaculate. It's awesome. It's like home field, man. And if you're a band and you haven't played at Sunset, get out there and play there, dude. It's awesome.
Yeah, not only that, it's actually an auction house. Like,
well, that was my next question.
Yeah, what's the background?
It's actually an auction house, but it just happens to have a bar in it.
Yeah, dude, it's they do auctions, and they have a big. It's like, you ever seen like them shop houses?
Yeah.
So it's basically like this shop house on like a busy street, and the front part of it is a bar, and then the back side where it would be like a 4-car garage, you know, and all this stuff. It's what they use is like their auction house where they do auctions and stuff. And sometimes, like, if you're pulling in a lot of people, they'll put a big stage back there. And you could play the big stage in the back, which is what would you say is bigger than the country club in the back?
Yeah, definitely.
Really?
I feel like there's more room to breathe back there than the country club.
Yeah, it's huge back there. And then he's got like an upstairs apartment with another bar in there, but that's kind of like locked off. You know?
That sounds like it might be.
Yeah, it's cool though, man.
It's cool
because
there's all these like antiques hanging everywhere. It's super rustic vibe in there.
Anyone that's like the country club here, I feel like would absolutely love the auction house.
If you like the country club, check out the auction house, says Jason.
I will say this, that the country club is RIP.
The country club murdered me on my birthday. So my 21st birthday.
Me too. So maybe everybody
got a little bit of that.
Yeah, everybody that misses the country club, check out the
Sunset Auction House.
Sunset
Auction House.
Auction House.
So y'all play there.
That's home field, man.
That's home field. Do you go downtown ever? Have you been around Augusta?
We've played it at Joe's.
Okay.
And stuff like that previously. Chevy's,
we've ventured out though. We've went to Greenwood.
Okay,
we've ventured out to Greenwood a couple times.
We played at Stillwater too, with Kenny George,
cool.
Man.
Oh, sweet.
And, shout out to old Kenny George, man.
It's a good band.
They're awesome.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool. So I think it's cool because y'all are from the greater Augusta area, right? But y'all are from Harlem, which is decidedly different than somebody who's coming up downtown playing like Soul Bar every weekend or Southbound every weekend. And so it's kind of interesting to see like the difference between, you know, the experiences y'all get to have at like this massive auction house that Chris and I have never heard of, but clearly we should have heard of it already, talking to musicians especially. So I think that's kind of cool.
Matter of fact, I think, I think Fenwick, Kendall Levesque, and what's it, Jameson Tank, are they going to play out there this Friday?
Oh, okay.
Shout out to them boys.
Very cool.
I've been telling Kendall to hit us up. I keep seeing him at Guitar Center, but he won't hit us up. Come on, Kendall, hit us up.
Tell him, man. Come on, man.
Kendall's
going to
be
bro.
On next month.
Oh, well, he hit us up then.
He hit us up.
Shout out to Kendall. You hit us up. I wasn't caught up on that.
It's a cool vibe, man. It's definitely worth going.
Okay.
That place is awesome.
And, you know, you would think, you know, all these people have to drive further to get there, but once they get there, they're like, I'm definitely coming back.
Hold on. Let's talk about the bar a little bit. Are we talking like our bar or cocktails? Like, what are they doing?
Oh, they got a full bar.
Okay, full bar, people.
Good situation.
That's a great situation.
Okay.
A little bit of information leak out here. We actually shot a music video out there this past Sunday.
Really?
So. Oh.
When will that be released?
Can't
Do we
tell
know?
You, man.
Okay.
No, I'm just kidding. It's coming soon, man.
So follow the social media pages.
Yeah, just keep an eye on us and, you know, on social media and stuff.
I bet if we followed you on TikTok, we'd already know that anyways.
You might get a cool video with a DMX track behind it. RIP DMX. Love you, man.
So before we close out the show, I want to ask about this thing that we've kind of hinted about, but we haven't really like talked about it yet, and that's this docu-series on YouTube. So y'all mentioned the videographer that's helping y'all do this stuff. What is it? Like what is it? What is the docu-series about? Why was it made?
It's really about the making. It's the beginning is, I guess, what it would be titled. And it's about making this album, and then it's about
the
our
one that's
going
to come out next.
Right.
Okay.
It's about our walks with each other, and then the influence Jay played on us as well, our producer, mm-hmm. who was killer.
Phenomenal.
And, shout out to Jay Took, man, and Pentatarva Studios.
And they're awesome. That's in Nashville?
Yeah, that's in Nashville.
Y'all are driving to Nashville to record music.
Dude,
he drove
all the way to Harlem to see us at DeBorn before he decided. Well, I guess he decided he was going to record us. See, all right.
Here's
a story, man. It's a little juicy. I had actually wrote a song like 2 years prior to me getting married for my wife for our first dance. And I was like, we had been talking to Jay, and Jay was actually playing drums with Clay Walker at the time. And Jay was like, man, come to Atlanta. We talked to him through Kenny George. Kenny George recorded an EP with him, and it was phenomenal. And so we were like, we got hooked up, and Jay was like, man, yeah, come down to Atlanta. I'll get you tickets at a show, and we'll just, you know, hang out. So we went down there and watched him play, and after a set, we talked and, you know, hit it off. And then, you know, coronavirus hit and all that stuff, and it kind of put a damper on things. And, come around October, it was getting closer to, you know, wedding time, and I was like, man, guys, what you think? I kind of need to get this song recorded, you know, because this is going to be my first dance song, and my wife hadn't even heard it. You know, she just knew there was a song.
Yeah.
And, they were like, man, yeah, let's do it so we don't lose this opportunity, you know, like, let's go up there. And I was like, all right. So we had all intentions on going up there and just recording it just acoustic, you know, like, hey, you know, y'all come just in case we need, you know, a second ear or something like that, or, you know. And we ended up going up there, and Jay turned around, you know, we tracked a little acoustic part, and he turned around and he said, you know what, guys? He said, y'all are going to play this full band.
And we had never played it, and he was like, well, we're going to do it anyways. We're going to learn it, and we're going to play it.
So Drew had never learned it, you know, Alex had never learned it on drums, Jason had, you know, never learned it, and we just basically went out there on the fly and, you know, recorded that song, and it's going to be on this upcoming album that we're putting out.
Okay.
And
so no one's heard this?
Mm-mm. No. Until when I got married.
Right.
Yeah, when I got married.
Small exception.
When I got married, we had our first dance, and that was the first time my wife had ever heard it. And it turned out pretty cool.
It's a cool experience because we went there expecting to be riding home with just him on an acoustic guitar singing his heart out, and we get him on his acoustic guitar with a full band, and all of us are involved in it.
That's pretty great.
And we're like, whoa. And it gave us a totally different vibe about we want to be there to do the next album.
Yeah.
Like,
he put me in this room and, like, shut off all the lights, and he was like, all right, man, close your eyes and just sing it. And then whenever I closed my eyes and I started singing, and then I opened it up, and he, like, changed all the colors in the room, and it tripped me out, dude. I was like, whoa, what is this? But it was cool, man. He really knew how to work, not just the mood and the atmosphere, but, you know, he was really knowledgeable when it comes to music as well.
That's really cool. So it almost sounds like y'all's first song recorded together was an accident.
Yeah. Well, yeah, as this band, yeah.
As this band, yeah.
Yeah, if you think about it like that, yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
I mean, it was cool because he would show you things and pull stuff out of you.
Yeah.
And Jay would.
You didn't know you had.
It's his wedding song, man. You got to step up for it.
Yeah.
He always talked about it, man. He said, we like happy accidents. So I guess that's one of them happy accidents. Yeah.
So y'all have merch out for Harlem and Sons.
A lot of it, man.
A lot of it.
We got Jason sitting in the back repping that shirt. I thought it was a Kansas City Chiefs shirt at first.
Hat.
Did I say shirt?
No, that's actually one of the newer styles.
It's got a cooler color scheme than the Chiefs, though. We got that black and gold going on.
So y'all have this awesome merch.
Shout out to our boys at Number One Tackle. Them dudes are killer, man. I work with Dustin and Fred, man. They're awesome. Dustin actually helps a lot with, like, drawing up our logos and stuff like that. And we'd actually that Indian logo actually come from a boy named Cody Hamilton.
Is that arrowhead right there?
No, not that one. We have a whole, like, headdress, man. It's pretty gnarly. And any case, you know, Dustin, man, he's worked a lot. He did our album cover that on this album that's about to come off, man.
Self-titled.
And he is he's awesome at what he does, dude. So that's another shout out, man. If y'all need hats, shirts, whatever, if you're a band and you need some merch, man, go to Dustin. If you're a business and you need some merch, go to Dustin at Number One Tackle, man. They're killer.
Do y'all sell your shirts online?
We have a website in the making, and It might be coming soon, man.
Follow the social media. They're gonna have a website soon.
Definitely at every show, though. Shout out definitely to all the wives, all of our wives.
Dude, our wives work their tails off. They
you gotta shout out the wives.
Bro, we can't fold laundry that good.
Y'all aren't gonna be listening to this episode, but they will.
That's true. That's how it goes.
They kill it, man. Every show, they're out there slinging merch, and it's awesome.
That's awesome. So,
I don't even know if they get to listen to us. They're probably tired of hearing us, though.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with more with the Harlem Suns. But first, a quick message about our friends and our partners, the Clubhouse. The Clubhouse is a co-working space that offers a lot more right downtown Augusta in the Cyber Center on the third floor facing the beautiful Riverwalk. Over the summer, they have a lot of cool programs going on. They have bikes available for their members to ride around the city. They're also, I think, giving away a bike through their Instagram, at Innovate Augusta. They are doing education for web developers and upcoming entrepreneurs, which are both really great programs. They have a coding boot camp that they just graduated a class from, so they'll be taking more people. And of course, they're going to send out your latest episode of Drop the Disc podcast, as well as promote other small local businesses. They are an incredible resource for our community. And if you have not yet, we encourage you, check them out, meet them. Find them at theclubhow.se, find them at makestartups.com, and connect with them at Innovate Augusta on their social media.
I have to ask, we ask all the bands that we have on, the name, Harlem and Sons, obviously y'all are from Harlem. But, I mean, was it an easy name? Has it been a name forever?
Has it changed?
Has it changed? Like, tell us a little bit about the name.
Oh, we got a rotation going on. We got do. Alex taking his seat back. Drew, we'll miss you.
Alex being forced to come back. tell us a little bit about the name before we wrap this up to hear y'all sing.
We suck at coming up with names.
Hey, we're right there with
so
you.
So we
man.
Just went with the obvious, you know, I think, you know, like.
That's exactly how
we're proud of our hometown, man.
I mean, it kind of sounds like it's a least. It sounds like a tribute to your father almost.
Yeah, I would say so. I'd say a lot of the feeling comes from that. And Harlem itself, I mean, we're just 25 minutes outside of Augusta,
right?
You know? And
it's like a little hidden gem, man.
That's our next boom town.
Yeah, it's like a.
It is really.
There's just a. There's a
one,
nice
one stoplight.
Yeah,
one stoplight.
There's a nice small town, hard-working vibe down there, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody down there works hard, and they all care about each other. You know, it's just a
you get your hair cut at Coach Dave's.
If you go to the gas station, everybody knows everybody.
You know, you got all the old-timers that sit at the Jet gas station. You know, every morning they there trying, you know, tried and true. Shout out Wild Man Jake and old Tim Farr and Gino.
Y'all low-key have one of the best pizza places I've ever been to.
Absolutely.
The downtown Harlem.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
That place is so good.
Well, oh, what's it called now?
It's called
Monte Olivia's
now.
Monte Olivia's.
Yeah. They never changed the vibe, though, but it was definitely
pineapple
good.
Goes on pizza, man.
It does. Pineapple goes on pizza.
It does.
Here, I'm putting a marker on that. That's going to be a quote.
Believe that.
We used to take clients there when I worked at McCorkle. It was the nicest restaurant we could find, but it was so good. I was addicted to it.
Oh yeah, you work at McCorkle, huh?
For a year.
Yeah, I'm about to give me the plant place, right?
The plant place.
Yeah, dude,
the
I'm
nursery.
About to give me some plants up there.
Yes. Yes.
I'm waiting on that.
Giant plant sale?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I used to run that.
Yeah.
Okay, small cool. world. All right, so.
Are we? Okay.
Yep.
All right, so we're about to wrap it up.
Y'all see what just happened there? We just spoke to each other.
Yeah, we did.
Y'all communicated.
Okay. So every time that we have a guest on this show, for the past 2 years, we've asked this one question to finish it out.
And that's, of course, the Drop the Disc question presented by Tranter Gray.
Over the past 2 years and some change, we've created a lot of cool relationships, a lot of good partners. And one of those partners actually sponsors the Drop the Disc question. We both know that the Drop the Disc question is very important for the show, and they have sponsored it. Tranter Gray Media Group is an incredible company that does incredible work here in the city and nationally, even internationally. They're an Emmy award-winning group. If you need any kind of work for your company, if you just want to go check them out and see what they do, check them out on their website. It is TrainerGrayMediaGroup.com. They're incredible. We love what they do, and we thank them for sponsoring this question, Drop the Disc question.
And we're Drop the Disc podcast. We're trying to take that disc away from that nasty term, Disgusta. If someone were to walk up to you, and all of y'all can answer if you want.
Yeah, we'll do one at a time.
If someone were to walk up to you and just talk crap about Augusta, what would your response be to them?
I think mine would be, man, is like, just get out there and experience it, man. Don't just, you know, don't just catch it for face value, man. Interact with the people, you know, because there's some beautiful people out there, man, and they do good things. And, you know, there's a lot of talent out here, to say the least. Like, talent is crazy out here. Like, it's underestimated for sure, man. These dudes out here that are in bands and they're playing these, you know, from Whiskey Run, from Kenny George, you know, the old Kendall Levesque, man, they're killing it, dude.
Our music scene is to die for, dude.
Yeah, go out there and see these dudes, man. Go out there and experience all these foods, and, you know, there's a lot out there, man. Don't be naive to the situation.
I think it's, you know, just like Aaron said, it's very culturally diverse, you know? Like, you can come downtown and listen to a different band in a different place, and it's going to be different than what you're hearing at the place before, you know?
Oh, that's right.
And not only that, like, 20 minutes, you can be out on a beautiful, you know, piece of property in the country, you know, or you can go 20 minutes and eat wherever you want and see the most beautiful lights on downtown Broad Street, you know. And, you know, I think it's going to a good place, you know, now. I think everybody's coming together. And I think with all the coronavirus stuff, people are just trying to be better people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just trying to do things better and just be more mindful of, you know, other people's feelings, I guess. And, you know, just trying to be good folks and be more open-minded, you know. And I think that Augusta really shows that. I mean, it's a really good place to grow up. You learn a lot. I mean, that's all I got to say. It's a better place than what people think, you know. I think the Disgusta term is just a hater term, honestly. Yeah.
All right, Daniel.
If they were down talking Augusta,
yes, sir.
Is get bent too blunt?
Nothing is too blunt.
Right on. No, I'd say come see it, man. Every town's got its ups and downs, right? But yeah, I'd definitely come see it, and I'd see it before you made your mind up.
Daniel, you have a beautiful voice for radio, by the way.
I appreciate it, man.
Kix 99 is going to give you a call after this.
Lord, I hope so.
We know some guys.
That's right. That's right.
Right on.
And we got Jason.
Yeah, anybody that's wanting to diss Augusta, I mean, I think that term is disgusting.
Amen.
You know. I mean, you've got a riverfront downtown. You've got 20 minutes. You're at Clark's Hill. You got Harlem out there, and it's just a you have a melting pot of musical influence out here. I mean, it's home of James Brown. I mean, there's a lot of talent here that people have yet to see, and I think they're about to see it.
Harlem Sons.
Yeah. Shout out. But, but yeah, man, anybody that tries to diss this town, I don't think they've came here and experienced yet. That's just my opinion. So,
thank you. And now we've got Drew.
Yeah, I agree with all these guys. You know, we had, you know, like we told you, Jay came here and he had never been here before. He'd been in Nashville forever, but he came here and he's like, man, I'm thinking about moving here.
Man, thanks for y'all are ambassadors.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's a little piece of something for everybody.
That's right.
There's no way you can't find something cool to do around here. I mean, there's. Like they said, plenty of good bands. There's awesome restaurants, locally owned restaurants you can go out to. Like you said, you can hit the lake on the weekends, the river, kayaking, fishing, you know, not just music, but there's like a huge broad.
How about the sports? I mean, you got the golf, you got the Green Jackets right here across the river. I mean, come on now.
You
right.
Can't beat it. I mean.
Thirsty Thursday.
Absolutely.
That's a sport.
That is a sport.
It is for me.
That is.
That's a marathon.
It'd be hard to leave the place. Let's just say that.
I love that.
All right. Well, thank you all so much, and we'll be right back with some music with the Harlem Suns.
Oh, yeah.
Before we get started, thank you to the Harlem Suns for coming on today, and thank you for tuning in and supporting local music. If you want to find other ways to support local music, I would recommend following Ryan Abel and his Going South page. I would also recommend checking out our Augusta Rocks concert series, the next of which is going to be on June 18th at Garden City Social. Tickets are $50 and $90 for two. Proceeds go to charity, the Salvation Army Center for Hope, and we will include an open bar as well as the concert for everybody that shows up. We're also going to have a pizza food truck there with specialty Drop the Disc pizza. We are very, very excited for this. We hope that we see you guys there. It will be hosted, by the way, by Ryan Abel, friend of the show. So check him out to find some stuff out about local music. And we hope that we see you on June 18th. And by the way, there are a couple of explicit lyrics in these songs. We did not edit them out, just wanted to give you a heads up. But now here is the Harlem Suns.
What's up, y'all? This is the Harlem Suns, and we're about to play y'all an acoustic version of Unglued, which will be found on all digital platforms soon. Y'all ready? Oh, it's how I feel right now. I'm simply picking up what you're putting down. I'm gone. It's what you think I am. Girl, you ain't wrong, but anyhow, we're at the bottom of the bottle, finger on the trigger, ready to explode. And it's time to clean slate, that's what I figure. How far will this go? You said I never found my tie till I found you. Well, you can act a fool and I can cut loose. And it feels so right and it feels so true. Cool. It's how I'll play my cards. I see you cut them eyes as I show my hand. Real girl, it ain't that hard. So I pull you close so you can understand. Man, I'm built to break shit and I don't know why I was made this way. You said, boy, you struck gold, I'm not the leaving kind. Yeah, I'm here to stay, yeah, yeah. Said I never found my tie till I found you. Where you can act a fool and I can cut loose. And it feels so right. Call my name as we're coming unglued. What's up, y'all? This is the Harlem Suns, and this one's called Rough Days. Get it on all digital platforms coming soon. I woke up to a slamming door. Guess you was mad from the day before. But I wasn't home to find out. Dirty dishes and laundry. Yeah, you're tired from the long week. Tell me what your boss is bitching about. Boy, I'd bust him in his mouth. We can throw caution to the wind, let it blow away and back again. Touch down and destroy all the bad days you had. We can hash it out and start a fight just to make love through the night. Baby, things ain't won't you wrap them legs around me like a strand of lights on the southern back porch? And I'll pour us a glass of whiskey while you tell me what it is that you live for. Let's take this slow. And watch our shadows on the lawn. Yeah, they're dancing right along to a million angels singing miles away. We can hash it out and start a fight just to make love through the night. Baby, things will always be okay. Smiling, and I know what it's time to do. Lover, lover, I feel your passion as I come crash into you. Lover, I come crashing to you.
All right, guys, thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Drop the Disc podcast, recorded right here at Augusta Podcast Studio. We really hope that you enjoyed the episode, and if you did, please tell a friend about it. Smash that subscribe button, like the Instagram, the Facebook, check us out on Twitter at Drop the Disc Pod, and tune in next week for our episode with Garnett Johnson. Garnett is extremely impressive. This is an episode that you definitely do not want to miss. But until then, y'all have a great week. And this is Chris with Around Augusta.
Hey guys, this is Chris with Around Augusta. Got a little something to tell you. I am in Disney World this week and I am having a blast with my family. But I do want to talk about a little bit of Augusta Rocks, what it is, what we're doing, and when it's happening. We're actually a week out and tickets are still for sale. Tickets are $50 a person. If you're getting two tickets, as you should, it'll only be $90. And what that gets you is an open bar at Garden City Social for three bands. We've got, starting off, Timber Choir. Then we have Easily Amused. And then we have Coach as the headliner. Super excited. We're actually partnered with Trainer Gray for this event. They're going to be live streaming it. So if you aren't able to attend, you can check it out on AugustaRocks.com, where you can see the live stream as well as donate. And speaking of donate, this is a benefits concert. Proceeds are going to be donated to the Salvation Army Center of Hope nonprofit. Center of Hope is a nonprofit that works with homeless shelters in the CSRA. In fact, right off Broad Street, they have homes where they offer for free. That comes with toiletries, towels, water, food for people that just got laid off or need that extra help. So, Augusta Rocks, Friday, June 18th, starting at 6 p.m. Music starts at 6:30, open bar. You can't get better than that. We will have Luna's Pizza food truck there, providing food for purchase. Check it out. We're a week out. Get your tickets, and let's get our rock on. And that's all I have for Around Augusta with Chris.